The proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Kevin McDonough from St. Peter Claver Church in St. Paul. And after the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Madam President, Senators, I had the privilege of running into a former colleague of a number of you 2 days ago, Lisa Phoebe, but on a sad occasion, her mother is very ill. She asked prayers, which prompted me to realize that many of us have family members and friends, particularly in this flu season, about whom we're concerned. Let's take a moment and pray for Lisa's mom and for all our family members and constituents who are experiencing poor health at this time. Good health for them all. Let's pray. To all health and mind and body, to this Senate health and mind and body, to our state, renewed purpose and deep strength. In your holy name we pray these blessings. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, the republic for which it stands. Short. The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, Wickland.
Quorum is present. We'll move now to the second order of business. I'd just like to call members' attention to the executive and official communications. Printed on the agenda on page 1 and page 2. Then we move to the fifth order of business. Senator Bach. Isn't here. Reports of committees. Senator Bach, you have to move to adopt.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
All in favor of that motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach again.
Madam President, I move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
All those in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The Secretary will give the bills their first reading. They're printed on the agenda on the Senate bill introductions. Having received the first reading, they are referred as indicated. The ninth order of business, motion and resolutions. Motions and resolutions, we will take the author motions and adopt as one motion. All those in favor of the author motions, please say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Resolutions number 25 to 28 are being referred to the Rules Committee. Is that a motion? No. You can see them as printed on page 3 and 4. Senator Bach. Oh, he's not. All right, we're not going to take up that motion. We're moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements?
Madam President.
Senator Rest.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, members, on your desk is an announcement for a very exciting ceremony that will take place this afternoon at 4 p.m., and it is the raising and the lighting of the Capitol chandelier. As you may know, the chandelier has only come down to the floor of the rotunda six times since 1905. It has been down for several months now as the dome has been repaired after suffering many decades of water damage. So I would invite you to come to the second floor. That's where it is right now. It's up to that height to go and look at it now and to join the rest of us who love this building in seeing the chandelier raising and lighting ceremony. Thank you, Madam President.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Hall. Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, the Department of Revenue will be having a tax reform open house today. They are doing two of these, one at 4 to 5:30 for business leaders, one from 6 to 7:30 for community leaders and others. You would be welcome at either one of them. These open houses are going to be in the, I can't pronounce this, Skeldstadt room at the Department of Revenue. All of you would be invited.
Members, I'd like to announce that we're bringing back the Senate potluck, and I want you to save the date, February 19th, for the potluck from 11 to 12:30. That's Tuesday, February 19th. Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President. I wonder if either Senator Stump or Senator Cohen might yield for a question. Either can take it. And Madam President, what this is all about, that we got a note yesterday relative to capital investment projects and their track through the Senate. I'm curious as to how they would deal with projects that relate to local government requests.
Will Senator Cohen yield?
Madam President, Senator Senjum, historically, those efforts have gone through DEED or predecessor agencies. So the bill hearings would be with Senator Tomasoni's division.
Senator Senjum?
Thank you, Madam President. I'm just thinking out loud here. So that would be irrespective of the projects. A wastewater project would, like, I guess, Madam President, probably all economic development, but some of these things cross jurisdictional interests, and I was just kind of wondering whether or not, but it sounds like they're all going to go through the Economic Development Committee. Is that correct?
Senator Cohen.
Madam President, Senator Senjum, I guess I was thinking of maybe the, you know, things like convention centers or those kinds of efforts, which where the grant then is made through DEED. Generally what will happen, what we've done in the past, in past years, is it depends on the granting agency. So if wastewater is coming from, you know, Bowser or something like that, well, in this case it would still be Senator Tomasoni's division because he would have both economic development and environment finance. So it would depend on the agency of jurisdiction.
So, Madam President, Senator Cohen, it sounds like, you know, generally speaking, they'll go through economic development, Senator Tomasoni's committee. Thank you, and that's all I need.
All right. Senator Stump?
Thank you, Madam President. The Senator Cohen and I have kind of worked out an agreement that if these are capital requests, these capital bills that are introduced will go to the Finance Committee, and then the Finance Committee will direct them down to a division, and then all of the bills that are sent to the Finance Committee, capital bills, will be re-referred to the Capital Investment Committee. And so what we're looking for is a recommendation from the division so more people, more committee members actually have a chance to listen to the request and give the Capital Investment Committee some sort of a rough priority list. And then we'll get them in the capital investment committee and put together a capital bill, a bonding bill.
Senator Cohen.
And Madam President, I'm not sure where it is in members' mail, but Senator Stumpf and I have a memorandum to the members relative to the capital process, a fairly simple memorandum. I also have another memorandum on the finance bill process. So that should be in members' mail yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Are there any other announcements of Senate interest? Senator Bach.
Madam President and members, I had intended to take up Senate Resolution Number 22 today, which is the mileage resolution. You'll remember last week we laid that on the table to make sure everybody had an opportunity to review if their round-trip mileage from their home to the Capitol was accurate. Apparently there are two or three who haven't had the time yet to verify their mileage. So please take the time to take a look at it. My intent is to try and take this up off the table and pass it on next Tuesday. Senate Fiscal needs these numbers so that they can get it into the payroll system so that the accurate reimbursements can be made. So please take a look at it so we can take it off the table on Tuesday.
Are there any other announcements of Senate interest? Then Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, January 22nd at 12 o'clock noon.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned.